Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is called Perek Helek, famous Perek, where the beginning we have a discussion about Olam Haba, the world to come, and the people who lose their share. Similar to the last few Perakim, we spoke about people who lose their life because they've done certain Averot that were egregious, certain Averot that were unacceptable, and therefore they were Hayav Mitah, they were put to death. Here we'll talk about people who lose their share in Olam Haba, and we'll also talk about in Ir HaNidachat at the end of the Perek as well. Mishnah starts off by saying, very famously, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Helek La'olam Haba, all of Yisrael, even people who made Averot, even people who were killed by the Bet Din, have a share in the world to come. Shnei Emar, like the Pasuk says, Ve'amech Kulam Sadikim, all of your nation is righteous, all of your people are righteous. Le'olam Yirshu Aris, they will forever inherit the land. Nesed Mata'ai, the branch of my plantings, Ma'aseh Adai, my handiwork, Lehit Pa'er, in which to take pride. We're talking about the Jewish people here who are going to inherit the land, which is really talking about the world to come, and that world to come, which will last forever. Everyone has it. If you're part of Israel, you have a share in the world to come. Every share of every person would be different based on their zechuyot, based on their avonot, but everybody has a share in the world to come. But the following people lost their share in the world to come. Ve'elu she'en lahem helek le'olam haba. These people do not have a share in the world to come. They've lost their spot. If they have failed to do teshuvah and leave this path before they passed away, they lose their share in the world to come. Ve'elu she'en lahem helek le'olam haba. These people have no share in the world to come. Ha'omer enti hayat ha'metim mina Torah. Somebody who denies the resurrection of the dead, the hayat ha'metim, that will happen in Yemot HaMashiach, and they say that you can't find any reference to it in the Torah, when we have a tradition that certain pisukim are alluding to it, and that's our Torah Sheba Al Peh. If someone denies this, they're a heretic. They don't believe in the Mesorah, in our tradition. V'en Torah min ha'shamayim, or if someone does not believe that Torah is from the Shamayim, is from heaven, even if they don't believe in one pasuk. They say, oh, this one pasuk, that's not from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they deny part of the Torah, they deny the entirety of Torah. We're talking about both the written Torah and the oral Torah that gives us proper understanding of that written Torah. The apikoros, and also a apikoros, a heretic, somebody who does not believe in the 13 principles of faith, like Harambam spells out. Also, we include in apikoros as somebody who disparages the Torah scholars. The word apikoros, on the one hand, has the shoresh of hefker, someone who's free, someone who's not bound by any religious dogma or religious obligation in terms of belief. It also comes from the person epikoros, who was somebody who believed and just enjoying this world, somebody, a Greek who believed in just enjoying yourself and having a good time, and not somebody who believed in living for meaning whatsoever. So if someone ascribes to those views, en lo helek la'olam haba. Rabbi Akiva omer, af ha-kore ba-sefarim ha-chitzonim. Se'ed Rabbi Akiva, even somebody who reads the external books. Here we're referring to books of heresy. Philosophy books that would be heretical, people who read these books are going to eventually start believing in their content. They're going to lose faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Hashgaha Piratit, in the creation of the world, and they're going to be drawn to these ideas of the philosophers, and therefore, naturally, they're going to lose their share in Olam Haba, because they're going to start believing in what they're reading. Ve'alohesh al hamakas, somebody who he whispers over a wound in order to use it as a healing method with a pasuk. Ve'omer, and he says, Kol ha'mahala she'samti b'Mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Adonai rofe'echa. And he says, all the diseases that I have placed upon Mitzrayim, Egypt, I'm not going to place upon you, because I am Hashem, your healer. This person is degrading the pisukim into doing something where he's spitting on a makah, and then he is using the Torah as medicine for the body, when the Torah is so much more than that. It's not magic. It's not something that we use as a magic incantation, but rather it's a certain power that is internal and for the neshama. Abba Shaul omer, af ha-hoge et Hashem bo'ot yotav. Eds Abba Shaul, also somebody who pronounces the name of Hashem with its letters, the four-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodke, Vavke. If he pronounces it, then he's somebody who is treating the Torah with disrespect, and he's somebody who's trivializing the holy name of Hashem, and therefore this person obviously doesn't believe in the ideas of the Torah. So this person also, he disrespects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course he disrespects all of Torah with it, so that person has no share in the world to come. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Bet, will continue to list people who lost their share in the world to come. Mishnah says, Shelosha melachim ve'arba'a hedyotot en lahem helek la'olam haba. There are three kings and four common regular people who lost their share in the world to come. We're specifying these people, even though there are many other people out there, because they had great knowledge of Torah, and even so, they lost their share in the world to come. Shelosha melachim, the three kings are Yerovam, Ahav, uMenashe. The three kings were Yerovam, Ahav, and Menashe. Yerovam was the king of Malchut Yisrael at the time. He had a split between Yisrael and Yehuda. He revolted against Rehavam, who was the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and he established a kingdom in the north of Eretz Yisrael. But he was constantly nervous that the people who were under him would travel to the Beit HaMikdash and do Aliyah LaRegel, and they would bring Korbanot to Hashem, and they would be within the territory of Rehavam, who was the son of Shlomo. So what he did is he built two golden calves in his kingdom, and he told his people to serve them, and he did not allow them to go to Yerushalayim. So for doing that, he lost his share in Olam Haba. Ahav also was one of the kings of those 10 tribes in Malchut Israel, and the people before him, in the time of Yerovam, they worshipped these calves that he put, sort of like an intermediary. They looked at them as they were serving idols. But they still recognized that they were serving Hashem in some way. But Ahav, he told the people that they should actually worship these calves and make them gods themselves. And thirdly, Menashe, who was the son of the righteous king, Hizkiyahu, was a person who drew the people to idol worship for many, many years. For 22 years, he led the Jewish people astray, and he also killed many people. So they all lost their share in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Menashe yesh lo helek la'olam haba. Says Rabbi Yehuda that Menashe does actually have a share in the world to come, like the Pasuk says, Shene emar, Vayitpalel elav, Vayyater lo, Vayishma tehinato, Vayishivehu Yerushalayim lemalchuto. Pasuk says that eventually Menashe was taken by the Assyrians and they brought him in chains to Babel, to Babylonia. And at that point, he humbled himself and he knew what he did wrong and he called out to Hashem in prayer. And the Pasuk says that after Menashe prayed to Hashem, that Hashem answered him, he heard his plea, and he returned him to Yerushalayim. So says Rabbi Yehuda that we see from here that Menashe made teshuvah, Hashem accepted his teshuvah, and therefore he was restored his share in Olam Haba. Amru lo, the rabbis told back to Rabbi Yehuda, Lemalchuto heshivo velo lehaye haolam haba. Hachamim told back to Rabbi Yehuda, we see from the Pasuk that he only returned to his kingdom, that Hashem answered his prayer, and that he went back to Yerushalayim for the next 33 years, that he tried to repair all the damage that he caused during the initial part of his kingship. But we don't see from the Pasuk that he was returned to the life of Olam Haba. Maybe his teshuvah wasn't sufficient enough to be given back his share in Olam Haba. Arba'a Hedyotot, the four commoners who lost their share in Olam Haba, Bil'am, Ve'doeg, Ve'ahitofel, Ve'gehazi. First one, Bil'am, was the non-Jewish prophet who obviously had a high level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a prophet, so lichora, at first glance, you'd think that he'd have a share in Olam Haba, but after he tried to curse the Jewish people on the higher of Balak, then and he failed, he gave Balak the suggestion to send Moavi woman to seduce the Jewish people to sin, and that's the way that they led to the breakdown in a certain way. So from the wicked advice that Bilam gave, we see that he lost his share in Olam Haba. It's also important to note over here that you see clearly that righteous goyim have a share in the world to come. Bilam lost his share in the world to come, but if he didn't lose it, he would have had a share in Olam Haba. And next was Doeg. Doeg was the advisor to Shaul. When David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, he fled to the city of Nov, which was Ira Kohanim, the city of Kohanim, and Ahimelech the Kohen helped him. He gave him food, and he gave him a little bit of help. Doeg went back to Shaul, and he told him what happened, and Shaul sent an order that all the Kohanim in the city of Nov should be killed, and Doeg himself carried out that punishment. So he lost his share in Olam Haba. Ahitophel was a great hacham, actually, who helped David HaMelech for many years and was considered to be super reliable and somebody who had a close connection to Hashem. But eventually Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, rebelled against David, and he tried to take over as king, and Ahitophel joined his team, and he advised Avshalom that he should actually go have relations with the concubines, with Pilagshim of David HaMelech, to show that he totally rejected his father, and he even tried to have David HaMelech killed. So for that he lost his share in Olam Haba. And then lastly, Gehazi, who was the helper of Elisha, the Navi, who caused many Averot. The plates that we mentioned that were connected to the calves of Yerobam, the golden calves that we mentioned earlier on in the Mishnah, what Gehazi did is he put powerful magnets near them, and they lifted up the calves off the ground, and it made it look like they had supernatural power, and that drew many people to serve these calves as idols. So therefore, Gehazi lost his share in Olam Haba as well.